This is Bob Adair, the director of the Florida Research Center for Agricultural Sustainability in Vero Beach. Wanted to talk about a project that really is pretty exciting. It's funded by the CRDF. The title of the project is The Soil Amendments for Improved Growth of Citrus Trees and New Plantings. This is an extension of an older project that looked at metallized reflective mulch on newly planted trees, and we compared that with two other treatments. One was compost, where we applied ground-up yard waste called urban plant debris and applied about 9 cubic yards of that per acre. And the third treatment was a grower standard or untreated control, which was just bare ground. This project was planted March 17th, 2014. The data that we've accumulated over the life of this project, over 20 months, showed a rather impressive growth response for both the compost and metallized reflective mulch. What was really impressive was the tremendous growth that we observed for the metallized reflective mulch. I've been doing citrus research since 1986, and this is some of the greatest response that I've ever witnessed, where we do a comparison of a grower standard that receives all the recommended horticultural practices and products that are currently prescribed by the citrus industry, specifically IFAS in this case, where you come in with something that's new and untested that gives you an even greater response to that. That's what's remarkable, that we're seeing these trees that were received this reflective mulch that grew 50% faster than a bare ground trees that received all the recommended practices. What's really even more impressive was the insect suppression that we saw that the metallized reflective mulch imparted to the trees, mainly in deterrence of insects that were scouted that we saw in the trees. There was tremendously reduced numbers of ACP adults and nymphs, and what's really unique was the suppression of diaprepes. Together, these results really go hand in hand for a new horticultural management program that could be used by citrus growers dealing with the presence of HLB in the state throughout all the growing districts.